Today's song took a bit of a trip. The original text was written by Philip Bliss, one of several prolific gospel songwriters of the 1800s. It was said that his mother taught him to read by having him read the Bible, hardly your normal primer. Philip left home at age 11 to work in sawmills and timber camps, used some of the money to go to school when he could. He was a gifted singer, and eventually started traveling on horseback, teaching music throughout the countryside in Pennsylvania. Thanks to a generous patroness, Philip Bliss was able to study music for 6 weeks at the Normal Academy of Music in Geneseo, New York, a small town where I began my teaching career, but in the New York State University system. After the Civil War ended, Bliss was hired by the leading evangelist of the day, Dwight L. Moody, to provide music for meetings. Today's song was one of the last Bliss wrote before he and his wife were killed in a train accident. In the 1800s, American Protestants enthusiastically embraced the new church music called gospel songs. These songs were easily sung by amateurs who had just learned how to sing in four-part harmony. Gospel songs usually have a refrain at the end of each verse, and their texts are somewhat simplistic. Most gospel songs tended to be joyful. American rural Mennonites my age grew up on a steady diet of these things. But as I said, today's song took a trip. Someone in the Netherlands obtained a collection of gospel songs which included this song. Sensing a winner, someone else, not known to me, translated the words into Dutch, which is the version we will hear today. I've given a rather literal English translation rather than the poetic English version so that we can see how songs change when translated. Some of our older listeners will know gospel songs which were translated from English into German. If you have time, do watch the video.